Love Talk Radio.
I can relate to the Hulk. I mean, I've never been in a fight. But the problem is, instead of superhero strength, I have the strength of a five-year-old.
This is where the white trash plays.
Can I interest you with some sex?
You banging cars? I'm going to talk shit about you.
It's 6:30 on a Sunday, and we are live. This is your weekly AA meeting with Arlo and Adam.
Got a bomb square.
Square.
I can't even talk.
You said square.
I stuttered.
You sound just ruined it.
I did. We had a bomb scare here in Tahlequah. Somebody called a bomb scare. See, I did it again. Why can't I say that word? I can't say that word at all.
Yeah. Go ahead and put your fine-ass mama back on the phone.
You know what your shirt's made out of? Boyfriend material.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. It is time for another edition of the AA meeting. As always, I'm Adam, and I'm joined today with the belated birthday boy. What's up, and happy birthday once again, my friend.
What's up, brother? How's it going?
Man, I am not going to lie. I feel like warmed over shit. And it's not even like a hangover, as the title of our podcast would imply, but it's just a late freaking night. We got in at like 5 in the morning this morning.
Dude, it was like almost 5:30 by the time we got in.
Yeah. So we went to the Electric Cowboy in Fort Smith, Arkansas last night, or this morning, however you want to look at it.
All the above. We were there from night till morning.
Right. Had to ring in Birthday Boy's birthday properly.
Damn right.
And I think we gave it a good solid effort. Although, it got to a little rocky start at the beginning, though.
Dude, man. It was such a rocky start. Like, I didn't think we were going to make it. We kept having all these different stupid setbacks. I was like, if this night is not epic after all the BS we get through, I'm officially canceling my birthday next year.
Right? Yeah, so we start to head out that way, and as I usually do, I was like, we're ready. You just let me know when you're ready. So he lets me go, and I'm like, I'm one of those people, I've got to have everything lined out, ready to go. When it's time, I'm ready to go. Let's go. No, nothing's holding us back. Get halfway there. Shit, I forgot my contacts, so I had to turn
around. I was wondering what took you so long to get with it, because you were like, I'm on my way. And I was like, what the fuck's taking him so long?
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot my damn contacts, so I had to run back in, put those on. We got there, and then get halfway there, and it's get gas, because I forgot to put gas in the damn thing, and I had a flat tire. So we stopped between Oklahoma Station on the outskirts of Keys all the way down to Vianne at every damn stop.
Gas station.
Yeah.
Every gas station. None of them had air tanks. None. No, some of them got stolen.
Yeah. Two of them got stolen. Another was out of order.
In Oklahoma.
Oh, it's freaking crazy. And that reiterates why I fucking hate thieves. Anyway.
What's up, Big Zeke? Big Zeke watching from the Electric Cowboy.
Yeah, he can test.
You know what? You know what? There was one disappointing thing that happened the whole night. There was one thing that seriously disappointed me.
Yeah, I know.
And the thing that disappointed me the most was Adam did not do the Van Damme dance like he said he would.
It's a true story.
I mean, I was like, I was in shock. I was like, why is he not doing this dance? And his wife even called him out. His wife called him out today. She's like, you were just too scared.
Well, you know what? Since she's not here and probably not watching to...
We said we got no sound.
All right. Let me see here. Make sure. That's my fault.
Oh, hang on. Can y'all hear me now? Can everybody hear me now? Let's see what we got. People got like 4 messages saying there's no sound. I was like, I'm half awake here, folks. I'm not knowing what's going on myself.
Yeah, and if that don't work, just unplug it.
Can y'all hear me now? Give me a thumbs up. Give me something, folks. Yep.
All right, good deal.
We got some 10-4s now, loud and clear, brother.
So, yeah, since my wife's not there to here to not take my side, I take a while to get drunk. I mean, it's, I mean, I've got a pretty high tolerance.
A-line.
I've got, it
his
was.
His voice goes squeaky in like 2.3 beers.
It was, well, it does that sober. and it took me, we got there at about 11. It was probably about 1:30 before I was really actually catching a buzz. And then I start feeling pretty good. And Arlo even pressured me out to get out there in two-step. So I did go out in two-step. I did dance somewhat.
Thank you, Teresa.
Badly. And then I was like, all right, I'm feeling good. Oh, there's some Bruno Mars. And I look around. Arlo's over there playing pool. I look it over for Big Zeke and some of the other bouncers that come checking on me saying, is he ready? Nobody was to be found. So
whatever. He is so lying.
I'm not lying.
He said nobody's around. There's always somebody
around. Then they come back and they're playing like line dance shit. And I was like, man, you can't do that dance.
Okay. First of all. For the people who couldn't hear it, back at for a few minutes, we went to Electric Cowboy last night in Fort Smith, Arkansas, where Adam was supposed to do the Van Damme dance from Kickboxer, which was the most disappointing part of my night because he didn't live up to it. He said I was scared.
I did not say that.
He said, "Dog, I am scared." Just
you keep lying like that, your nose is going to be as big as mine, dude. I didn't promise last time, but I'm laying it out. I promise now. Next time we go, I will put it out there.
Man's always good as his word. He gave it to us last time.
I did not. You twisting my words.
Did you just? You got peanut butter and drip your mouth.
I was trying not to let my voice go up. Or
so instead, you still got peanut butter on the roof.
I had to articulate, man. See, this is the guy you do not ever want to tell, like, an embarrassing story or let your sisters call in. Thanks, Shelly. Because he will peer pressure you into just about anything. And suddenly, you know, yeah, I need it. I'll do it sometime. All of a sudden, you've got your word on it. And, yeah. Anyway.
So, he's saying he's going to promise. Next time we all go out there, yeah. we're gonna go live through the AA meeting page. And we're going to go live and show Adam doing the Van Damme dance.
My word's on it. I put my word on it. So, there you go.
He put his word last time.
No, I did not. I'll pull that damn footage of those conversations. I did not.
You better. I'll pull the message from messengers.
So anyway,
what's up, Skyler?
For those of you who are tuned in, you can call or text about what's some of the peer pressure stuff you guys get put into in compromising positions when you got
nobody
friends
put
that,
you in any position. What are you talking about?
When you got friends that don't let shit go, and then you got to, you know. Anyway.
Zeke said, hell yeah, it's going down.
Call or text. That number is 918-973-0377.
I'm exhausted.
You can call or text, hey, or you thanks, can shoot guys. Us an email at aameetingpodcast@gmail.com. Man, it's been a big week, but yeah.
Dude, it's been a busy week for me.
Before we get into this other stuff, I promised I'd give a shout out to Bob's Dogs outside of the Electric Cowboy. You guys ever go party out at Electric Cowboy? Treat yourself to one of those hot dogs
out
there.
They were amazing.
Dude, and there's nothing like the beer munchies, dude. You get drunk and you're just like, man, I'm hungry. Here in Tahlequah, everybody goes Taco Bell. But since we ain't got no B&Js anymore, or Kettle.
They ruined that. You know, man, it's been an unreal like 3 days for me, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I've gone from going to a concert,
mm-hmm.
getting like 3 hours of sleep.
Right.
Getting up, going to work. But, you know, I think I need to go back to this rock star lifestyle. You know why? So, Thursday, mm-hmm. it starts.
Mm-hmm.
You get free tickets to the Cadillac 3 concert, mm-hmm. right? Can't find anybody to go with.
Right.
Random friend calls me and says, hey, I forgot you live downtown. Let's go. Bam. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this concert's awesome. In these 3 days, I slept a grand total of like probably 2 hours a night. Like, even this night, dude, I've been up since 8 o'clock, 8:15, 8:30. And I went to bed, like, at 6.
Wow.
Yeah. So in grand total, I probably slept like 6 hours in the last 3.5-4 days. But, you know, I sold 3 cars in this rock star lifestyle. I was like, I don't know if I'm just sleep deprived, so I'm just saying dumb stuff.
I get that way. I get that way, especially when I haven't slept. Like, just the most random stuff.
But like I couldn't get them to say no. Like, I'm just like, I have no clue what's going on. They're like, yes. I'm like, what?
You are a very honest individual. Yeah. I'm not hounding me to buy a car. I understand you just want to go back in that van and nap.
And just take a nap.
Here, take my money.
Dude, that's pretty much what it was. And I mean, I was like, dude, then I go out and watch the new movie, It, on Friday.
How was it?
It was good.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't scary to me.
Oh, okay.
And I was wanting at least to be a little, you know, scared. Because, I mean, it takes a minute to scare me. Don't get me wrong. I'm not that tough. But, I mean, it takes a little bit to scare me. I was a little disappointed. A little bit disappointed. I liked the Tim Curry clown better. I thought he played a way better Pennywise.
Well, see, and I am so anti-reboot and restart or continuation or anyway. I mean, when you have something that legendary, like 20-something years, 27 years.
Absolutely.
And somebody just rocks it and nails the part and just...
You can't redo that.
Don't imitate because you can't duplicate. Just like, let it go.
Like the new Pennywise, I didn't like his voice.
Right.
I didn't like some of the kind of CGI stuff they used on him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I was like, I just wasn't. I mean, it was all right. I mean, it's
it wasn't bad.
It's a good date movie. I mean, it's fun to take, you know, females to and watch them get scared because
they're... So, what's your favorite type? Do you have a type of movie you like to take dates on? Do you prefer comedies or scary? Like, scary. Oh, I'm so scared.
If I can find a scary movie, I'll do scary movies. Uh-huh. But if not, then it's probably a comedy.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm not big on scary movies, but I mean, but yeah, I really do like comedies.
I agree, Skyler.
Because comedies that get you in the mood. I mean, you're in the mood to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's jovial. You got something to laugh about. Like if you have awkward silence moments, you can quote the movie or something.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't go wrong if you're going to go on a date to go with a comedy. But scary movies are fun too because, you know, I'm scared. Can you stay with me? And so.
Cha-ching, ching, he said. He said cha-ching, ching. Man, you trying to make me talk like old days. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
So, need what stop do you with think? That nonsense. For those listening out there, what is the best... What is your suggestion for a first date?
Ooh, I agree. What's your suggestion? That's a good one. What's their suggestion for a first date?
Right.
Like, out, even whether it's a movie, whether it's... You know.
Right. You can chime in there on Arlo's live feed for those of you joining us on Facebook Live, or you can call or text 918-973-0377, or you can shoot us an email, AAMeetingPodcast. Shoot us, I mean, it could be off topic. We'll talk about anything.
It
doesn't
matter. Just keep, well, we're going to do is ramble here.
We got a laundry list of topics here tonight that things we want to cover. But yeah, what is. Your best first date that you ever went on, or what is your suggested first date?
My friend Shauna said scary movies. I totally agree.
Yeah.
I absolutely love scary movies.
Now, see, I've...
Skylar said Freddy got fingered.
Oh, the movie! The movie. Okay. I was like, well, man, Freddy's freaky on the first date. Now, see, I've heard a lot of debate over movies being bad for a first date.
Really?
Well, you're not accomplishing anything.
True, you don't get to talk.
Right.
I agree.
I mean, I assume you go to dinner beforehand.
Yeah.
Although I always prefer to go dinner after the movie, just because I don't want to be that awkward guy that has to go poop halfway through the movie or something.
Well, yeah, IBS.
No, but... I overeat, man. You've seen me.
So you overeat on the first date.
I can't help it if it's freaking good. You just throw it down. You know, or you go like McDonald's, or you go somewhere like quick.
So you took her to McDonald's?
No. I'm setting up a hypothetical situation here.
This dude just getting cooler by the
Right?
So how'd you ever bury him?
Yeah. I'm sure I got a whole dozen people listening right now that is so jealous of my wife right now. Man, this guy knows how to... This guy knows how to treat a lady.
Skyler said, you don't get many second dates, do you?
That's how I knew she was the one. She's like, she said, sure. She's like, yeah, this one's a keeper.
He said, this has got to be the keeper.
What
you said, I don't want to go take a shit in the movie.
Okay.
I eat too much. Hey, we're counting. We're counting. Okay. You said, I take her to McDonald's. That just strikes right through your eyes.
You guys ought to try to carry a conversation with this guy.
Dude, you're the one carrying it. I'm just telling him.
You could have let me finish my story without going off. And it was like a...
What did I go... Okay, folks out there listening, what did I go off on? Eating too much, taking a shit at a theater.
See, never try to defend yourself because you can't dig yourself out of a hole. But seriously though,
Zeke says dollar menu ballin'.
I don't know if I like her, I might supersize that value meal.
Everyone said she should have ran. My boy Dutch, you remember Dutch from last night? Yeah. He was there. He said, "When in doubt, Van Dam dance."
That's how you get them back. You know, you embarrass yourself, pull it all back in.
I haven't laughed this hard on the show in a while.
So you're telling me you've never, like...
Oh, Casanova.
You've never went out
and went to ate first.
No, I'm not even talking about where. I'm just saying you go eat somewhere. Okay, maybe you try a new restaurant, fine restaurant. You go Red Lobster or something. Mm-hmm. And then you never had Red Lobster. So, and then it turns out you're like... Seafood doesn't agree with you. So
yeah, but I've had seafood before, so
you're impossible.
Am I impossible? Folks out there, am I impossible?
But, so you've never like gone to eat somewhere.
Chick-fil-A at least. Okay, keep going. I'm not
Okay, let's turn this, okay? Because I'm not gonna salvage my point here.
Yes, you are. Salvage it. Come
okay.
On.
I'm not saying you're trying to be cheap. I'm just saying you go eat somewhere, anywhere, and then you go set in a movie. So you eat.
Good call, Betty. Keep going.
You eat, and then like you're in a movie for like an hour and a half or 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
We're not getting any younger. I don't know about you. It don't matter what I eat. I eat something, and like within 45 minutes to an hour, I've got to go to the bathroom. I mean, I've got to help. I'm healthy.
Okay.
What can I say? Mm-hmm.
Got a healthy mouth.
Well, that's got to suck, dude, because you're, like, in the movie, and you don't want to, like, get up and walk away and disappear for, like, five minutes.
Huh? 5 minutes?
Well, if you're healthy, it's not going to take you forever. 5, 10 minutes.
You're going to be sitting there Facebooking.
Bullshit. I'm, like, hurrying, trying to deal my shit and get back to my date.
My boy Blake said it costs five for a 10 nugget and five for a bouquet of roses at Walmart.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, that's a $10 day right there, baby.
What did I get myself into?
He's Casanova over here.
All right, I'm going to stop talking.
No, we're talking about this for a minute.
See, this is what happens. This is the no game game.
Okay,
man.
Betty, my girl Betty here says she made a very valid point.
All right.
She said no new restaurants. You'll shit your pants.
This is true.
So you go and be comfortable and get some, like if you got to worry about you. Yeah. Shitting all over the place. You probably don't eat something that's gonna make you shit.
Right.
Like stick with chicken.
Yeah.
Stick with, you know, stuff that's gonna stay with you.
Yeah.
You know.
This is true.
I mean, you know, no fucking molten chocolate cake desserts, you know. No 10-pound steak.
Mm-hmm. So you've never like had like an embarrassing moment on a date? Like innocent, you're not trying to be cheap, you're not doing anything risky, you're just like everything's going, and then all of a sudden like you get like stomach cramps, you got to fart real bad, or you, I don't know, I'm just trying to think of like embarrassing things that I can think of on a date.
You know, like I'm a game time player.
Yeah,
so when something like that happens, I'm like, hey, give me just a second. Like, I'll just make an excuse. Say, hey, I got to go use the restroom real fast.
No, I didn't say be honest. Honey, you watched the movie. I got to go shit. Tell me what happened.
Or even be like, hey, I'm going to go to the concession, grab something to drink. Do you want anything?
Right.
Done, dude. Done. It's.
You know. I'm saying you got to play shit off, but, you know, literally. But stuff happens.
Char said, well, if I knew then, I just needs to stop. That's his wife, by the way, chiming
in. That's awesome. I had a friend.
How long you been married?
Char, was he always this way?
This is the greatest.
Fortunately, we were young when we started dating, so I didn't run into too many of embarrassing situations like this.
But. Well, I don't know. Someone just, the Betty asked, does that happen to him often? He's talking like he had a lot of experience with shit in the shit department.
No, this is not a curve.
I'm sorry.
This is not a frequent thing. I'm just saying, there was one time where we went and ate, like at Chili's or something, and then we're sitting through the movie, and then all of a sudden, oh man, I got the rumble guts.
Y'all are in the movies and start having a tickle fight, and you shit your pants.
No!
You've been called tickle shits ever since.
No. Oh, you're killing me. People's going to believe half of this shit. You're killing me, Smalls. Anyway, what about you guys? We want to hear from the listeners. We love the feedback. Have you ever had any like embarrassing moments on a date? 918-973.
You know who I bet who's listening right now has had a lot?
Who's that?
Charlene.
Oh, stop. Stop, man. We just picked up our like 7th country. I don't need the whole world knowing about this shit. I tried to make a valid point, and then I'm just dug myself so deep.
Little listeners out there, Charlene Richmond, what was your question?
Oh, you're killing me. Honey, don't. Just don't fall into the trap.
Feel free to call in. 918-973-0377.
Oh, my gosh. So, anyway.
Okay, so that was... So anyway, we went out Saturday.
We did.
Had a great time, dude. Yeah. Got two-step the night away.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely feel my knees like horrible today.
Yeah, we do too.
I wore the same boots like for 3 nights in a row. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, this is... Yeah. No, I'm never wearing those boots ever again.
Right. You lie.
Yeah, I'm going to wear them like every time
next
I go.
Next week when you go down there.
And complain about it the next day. Because I'll be in Tulsa next next Saturday. Next Saturday, Dutch is getting the Triple G Canelo fight, so I'm going to go up there and watch it.
That's awesome.
Feel free to come up if you want to.
Don't threaten me with a good time, because that is going to be an amazing fight.
Yeah.
I've got, you know, I've never been to the electric.
Wife did say.
Oh.
Keep going.
That was my first time ever going to the Electric Cowboy, and I've got to say, I was so impressed. I love that place.
Dude, I do too. Now you see why I'm always there.
Yeah, you guys, if you've never been, you really need to treat yourself to a night out. Go check out the Electric Cowboy. The building is huge. There's a big dance floor. You're not packed in like sardines. Plenty of time. And it's you can smoke there, but it wasn't like super smoky or anything. I was wishing I would have brought a cigar or something.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Dude, I would have loved to like get some scotch or whiskey or something and just kick back.
Smoke a cigar.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it killed me. I didn't have one. I forgot to go to Tulsa and pick up a couple.
Right. Well, like I said, I'd never been there. I was going to stop off and get me one on the way. I was like, man, I'm going to be setting. And then watch it be some horrible ventilation, and then I don't want to be the asshole like smoking everybody out.
Yeah, I got you, brother. I got you. No, buddy, they weren't snakeskin boots. She said, were they snakeskin boots?
Let me tell you, there is nobody better to go on a long road trip with Arlo. I mean, it was just an hour, but I have not laughed that hard just driving somewhere. We're sitting there talking. I don't even remember what the conversation was.
I don't even remember either.
Within like 20 minutes, we're all like Tony Montana talking like...
I'm like Tony Montana, man. Did you know, man?
The whole way there, all night.
Man. You don't get a scar like this, man.
Oh, man. That was so awesome. It was such a good night. Such a good night.
Hey, you're welcome, Big Zeke. Yeah, like, I couldn't stop talking like that for, like, 20 minutes. I had to, like, quit talking for, like, 30 minutes just so I could, like, reprogram my mind.
You're not. Stop.
Yeah, I was like, you know, Adam? You know? That's all he did in that whole movie was that. Was that journal?
Yeah.
That was it, man.
I love that
shit right there, man. And then my hair was all curly and pulled back. Looked like a big-ass Puerto Rican. Or Cuban. Hey, what's up, Wes?
You know, I get told a lot that I need to start dressing nicer. Because I everywhere I go, I just...
Keep going. I'm about to mention that. Keep going.
Because usually I don't go... I'm like... Cargo shorts and a pair of pants and a t-shirt. A nerd shirt. Like, something like this. Nerd shirt, you know? And...
Hey, like this shirt.
Hi, it's me from the internet. You know, I mean, nothing like super nerdy, but, you know.
It's nerdy.
It's me.
It is him.
I was like, I'm going to go nice tonight.
What's up, Bubba?
And so I threw on a polo shirt, and I was like, exactly, man, I'm looking pretty sharp. And even the wife, I should have listened to my wife. Listeners out there, listen to your spouse. Anytime they delicately comment on your wardrobe choices. And like, she's like, you're a little overdressed. I was like, well, I want to be nice. It's
like Char looked like she was ready to go out.
Yeah.
She was dressed for a night out of the town. Adam looked like a married dude going to a bar. Adam had on a pair of jeans and like this polo shirt. And yeah. I was like, you're married. That's cool, dog. I ain't saying nothing. Char was ready for a night out of the town, dog. And Adam showed up.
I thought it was very appropriate.
No, you looked fine.
Well, I know I did, but I'm just
to be like on a Disney special.
I almost had to pull out my inner Danny Tanner and go Full House.
Yeah, Full House. You were straight.
I couldn't pull off Jesse. I had to be Danny. So,
but you did look fine. You didn't look like.
Well,
like crap.
And what was funny about it is because I expected you to be like in pearl snap shirts and your cowboy hat and your nice boots. And I was like, well, I don't want to. I mean, I figure everybody, because I've never been there. It's a country bar, so I figure people's going to be all done up. Anyway, thankfully we got there and our old boy Dutch was coming fresh from a wedding and still had his suit on. And he was looking really sharp. Yeah, dude,
Dutch was looking sharp. He was so fresh and so clean last night.
Yeah. that was my first time ever getting to hang out with him. He's a super cool dude.
Oh, dude,
I mean, he just don't care in a fun way.
That's my dude right there.
And Zeke is freaking hilarious, too.
Zeke says $5 menu, $5 wardrobe.
Still, oh.
You're never going to live that day.
Never.
Dude.
Never.
Never. Like, you just became an internet sensation.
That's fine. I'll take it.
There's going to be memes made about him
after this. Remember, AA meeting. We need some sponsors. So if you like, give us a holler.
Maybe we can get McDonald's.
Oh,
hey, they won't, Wes. They won't. My boy Wes said those snakeskin boots will never go in the trash. They won't. He's got a pair of snakeskin boots.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wish I could rock the boots. See, cowboy boots and any form of hat other than a baseball cap, I can't pull it off.
Really?
No.
No, you can't. You just got to get the right mindset.
No. I mean, Char's watching in there. She can testify.
You just
got
to own it.
Every time I put one on, I was like, what do you think? Is it me?
Let me dress you.
Yeah.
Let me dress you.
All right.
All you got to do is go, you probably go like looking like Woody off of Toy Story.
I think I'll stick with Danny Tanner.
You probably go out looking like Woody off Toy Story. So let me dress you one of these days. We'll go down and get you a pair of Wranglers and boots and a pearl snap and a hat.
I can't do the Wranglers. I can't do the Nut Huggers.
They ain't got to be Nut Huggers.
Oh, okay.
All my jeans are Wranglers.
Yeah.
And I got quads, so I can't just, you know.
Yeah. Quadzilla over here.
Not about that, but I got some quads. Yeah. But, so yeah, man, we'll get you there. It's how you wear the hat. Like,
right.
Like I always wear mine like an old West Outlaw, pull it down real low like a ball cap.
Yeah.
You know, and one old gal that I met up there, she came, her friend was telling her to dance with my friend one night.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes walking up, bypasses him, and came to me.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, because of the way I wore my hat. Because I wore it low, I wear it like real low.
Right.
And I don't know. It's like a, you know, it's bar girl, so. Go figure.
This is true. I put on a hat, I'm going to look more like Billy Crystal on City Slickers.
My boy. Exactly. You're going to be the shitty slicker.
Shitty slicker. No, I learned my lesson. I'm not eating before we go out.
Oh, shitty slicker. My boy Wes said, "Yeah, we'll hook you up, brother. We'll get you squared away on the look.
There we go.
Next time we go out, we'll get you squared away."
Hey, I'm just glad I grew the balls to go out in two steps. So I went out there and
I mean, it was bad because Adam was getting twirled.
Not on the floor. That was way later. And we were just goofing around.
Adam was getting twirled.
Shar, you're in the chat. Chime in. Please save me. We know. I did not get twirled on the dance floor.
He was getting twirled.
I was not, you liar.
He said he felt like a pretty, pretty princess.
Oh, God.
He's like, "I'm never going out with you ever again."
Boy, you sure are working hard to get that Van Damme dance, aren't you?
You gotta live up to that word, baby.
I said next time we go out. I didn't say when.
You're like an internet sensation, dog.
Jeez, whatever. You're like
the internet sensation.
That's fine. I'm fine with it. You gotta embrace your short falling. So. Damn, man.
This is the greatest episode. Yeah, I look over one time, they're by the table, she twirls him, and he like knocks the table almost over. He's like, "You twirled me too hard." I was like,
"You go lying again." I did not even touch the table.
I was like, "If your wife wasn't there, I'd have slapped you and said, 'You're a grown man.'"
I can honestly say this, I never let anybody twirl me but my wife, so.
But God.
I'm a goofy guy, though. I own it, though. So, yeah. We were over there fucking around and dancing around. And
he's twirling like a princess, yeah. Boy. He's just like this underneath.
You got to make him laugh, dude. It's all about having a good time, right?
Yeah, it was. Dude, it was a great.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yes.
I know that ain't her number, though, so we're okay. Hello, caller. You're live on the AA meeting. Who are we talking to?
Skyler.
Oh, what's Skyler. Up, what is up, dude?
Nothing much, man. I feel like the fast kid that's sitting down playing Duck Duck Goose. I between Tony Aguilar and Max Kellerman, I just keep getting ducked. It's just a bad deal here, man.
This is true, brother. This is true. Scott,
I know Tony's watching because I was watching the live feed, so I know he can hear me. He's got that diabetic boot on for his toe cramps.
He's having diabetic boot. Holy crap!
You know, and he won't take it off. He won't take a picture. We keep trying to get him to send a picture just so we know he's actually injured.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, he's got this toe cramp from diabetes or whatever. So I don't know. I can get it. Tony's my buddy. He knows he'll lose. Max Kellerman, on the other hand, he got the name. So that's who I'd rather punch in the face. You know, everybody wants to punch Max Kellerman in the face. His own dog has a 10-page manifesto talking about how bad he wants to punch his owner, Max Kellerman, in the face.
Damn, Skyler came ready tonight.
He came hot. He came out the gate hot. He hates Max Kellerman, dude. I've been hearing this all, like, for the last 3 weeks about how Max Kellerman's ducking him. Dude, we'll put that on we'll put that out on like social media for you too. We'll tag it and say Skyler Green is calling out Max Kellerman in a boxing match.
I mean, if I was an old man, I would fight Larry Merchant, but I'm not. So. Max Kellerman, he's of the ripe age to get punched in the face. And no one likes him. He's just some entitled little rich kid with spiky hair. No one likes that guy.
I don't even know where to start. Okay, hold on. Let's hit the brakes 1 second. I'm totally oblivious. I know I'm a traitor to whatever, but who's this guy?
Max Kellerman, the HBO color commentator.
Oh, is that
Okay. He's like that Goldberg. What's that? Mike Goldberg from UFC. It's like he was so terrible, and he couldn't even. Mike Goldberg always had his hair messed up in the back. He had like that like bedhead going on all the time. It's like you're on national fucking pay per view TV. Fix your fucking hair, dude. Like, don't take a nap on the chairs between fights. What the fuck's going on? Goldberg just like shaved his shit, but. Mike Goldberg would do that. Anyways, I don't like Kellerman. Kellerman at least has his hair fixed, but you just want to punch him. Every time he starts talking, all I just want to say is, shut up and fight me, you little bitch. That's all I have to say to Max Kellerman.
So, Skyler, how's your day today, man? I mean, everything going
my day's
good?
Doing good. My day's doing good. I'm at work.
Just so hating Max Kellerman.
But I do hate Max Kellerman. I mean, I would want to fight him. Between... Normally, I pick a fight with somebody that I really like, Shannon Sharp, but I think I'd get my ass whipped by Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, he still looks like he could throw, dude. He still he'd go out there and play in the NFL. He might pack a wallet.
Yeah.
And he's got that big ass jaw. I bet he could take a couple of licks, too.
I'd have to have Arlo work me up pretty good to do that. He'd have to pump me up, like gas me up, give me some kind of fake.
Just fake confidence. Just that false hope to run out there. Sadly, I've done it before to somebody.
Yeah, Arlo's always been the dude to gas me up, though. Every time he'd be like, hey, you got this, you could do it. Or, you know, he'd be like, any kind of bad idea, he'd be in the background, fuck him up, Tyler.
Oh, God, I know.
Now, are you guys starting to see the trend for those of you watching here and see? I'm glad I'm not the only one that he.
But they were winning situations for him. They wasn't talking about shit in your pants on a date.
No, I've never had to shit my pants before. You know?
For the record, I've never, ever shit my pants.
My mom taught me to do that shit.
He said, sweetie, we gotta go. I just sharted.
I've never done that on a date, for the record. Never, ever shit myself on a date. So.
We didn't say completely shit yourself, just sharted. You know, you fart, little shit comes up.
No, not even close.
Adam's like, excuse me, I gotta go shit real quick.
Right now, he just takes his headset off.
Adam, did you take a dump before you did the podcast?
Do you not eat before the podcast?
Yeah, I do.
How do you make it through the whole thing?
It's not. Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. This is going to go on forever.
There's nothing I can say at this point. There's absolutely nothing I can say. So I'm just going to smile and nod.
Can we add some of these tickle shit moments into the intro?
No. No.
He's going to be like, you know, you're on a date. You got to shit your pants. That's how the intro's going to start.
You got the bomb squares. Be happy with what you got.
We're about to remake that. We're about to remake that shit.
I'm going to have to get off here. Reception.
All right, brother.
Thanks for calling. Once again, folks, we are a live show, so if you want to call in and preferably I get somebody on my side this time, but if we can, anything you want to talk about, some of the things we've talked about so far is like embarrassing things you've done on a date, what you like to do on a first date.
Have you ever shit your pants on a first date?
Okay, that number is 918-973-0377.
I can run with this all night.
I know you can. So, I tell you what, who did some very, very good...
Dude, Berto just made a great point.
What's up?
Berto just said, better out than in.
You so thought it was a meaningful thing. I tell you what, though.
Berto, stick your hand up here. High five.
So anyway,
keep going.
How about that OU game last night? That's all I got.
Okay, we'll move the subject over.
Dude, while you're hacking over there,
you know, at first I didn't think OU was going to win.
Oh, I did not. I didn't think they would pull it off.
I gave them a slight chance, but remember I said they were going to take it over in the fourth,
right?
Didn't happen. Yeah. Didn't happen. Set the number again. What do you mean, Zeke? Set the number again.
Probably said the number. 918-973-0377.
Big Zeke was there last night, so what did you do when I wasn't at the table?
Absolutely nothing. Sitting there trying to get drunk, trying to pound those
wasn't
those
dancing.
Drinks.
Were you twirling?
No, I was not twirling, but yes, I did dance a little bit.
I got a question for all the guys out there. All the fellas out there. Have y'all ever been twirled? Gentlemen out there, to the world, have y'all ever been twirled?
If you say no, you're lying SOB.
I can say no.
Well, you need to lighten up, man. Have some fun. Oh, gosh.
Okay. So,
you need to take a nap, buddy. I'm assuming this is Zeke.
This is hot.
Hey, you're live on the AA meeting caller. What's your name? Who are we talking to?
Hey. What do you mean to lighten up?
turn down the what does he need to turn down?
Hey, do me a favor, dude. For now, just go ahead and turn the show off on your phone so that we can talk to you on the podcast there.
Hey, you're live on the meeting caller. What's your name? Who are we talking to? You say no, you're
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now. We need you to turn off the podcast, and then we can talk to you on the show, because there's a delay, and it's coming over your call.
All right.
All right.
You're all right.
Hey, Ariel Green, Skylar's wife, says, yeah. Skylar has, I twirl him most evenings.
Hey, yes. Adam and Arlo, this is me, Zeke.
What's up, brother?
What up, Big Zeke?
What's up? Man, that was hilarious with your high-pitched voice.
Oh, gosh.
I forgot you did do that outside the bar last night.
I forgot all about that. Thank you for reminding Arlo.
Man, I was laughing so hard I about sharted out there.
It was even higher than normal. Like, it went like here's where it's at on the show. Intoxicated outside the bar. Watch the level. He's like in the podcast booth. He's like, that's about a 7. You don't want to see me go to a 10.
I did give fair warning. I did say, hey, I'm myself, but when I get to drink,
like, what? I was like, what the world was that? You are a grown man. That's not healthy for a grown man to make that kind of sound.
I'm like, I'd have been like, hey. I'd try to get my John Wayne voice out or something. Before.
He gets all excited. He's like, what?
What are you doing?
Yeah, I was like, damn, it's time to go. You just embarrassed me with you.
Glad it's somebody other than me. So,
man, it was so bad Arlo couldn't even do the rock eyebrow.
No, I couldn't, dude. I was in tears. I was in tears, dude. I was literally in tears. I was like, this night's never going to end. It's like, and what's bad is I literally just asked his wife on the way up there, does he ever get the high-pitched voice? And she's like, no, I don't think so. And I was like, wait for it.
But see, I don't get put in a defensive position very much with the wife. I mean, she doesn't.
So like, it comes out when you get defensive?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, probably. I had to catch myself.
Dude, you didn't even see his face, Zeke. He was like.
Yeah, but it was good meeting you, Adam. I mean, it was a pleasure. I just can't believe that you just dropped that high-pitched voice and then getting twirled. I wish I could have seen that.
Dude, twirled, he spun and hit the table. He's like, you spun me too hard. I was like,
lies, princess. Such lies.
I was like, all right, princess. He was just like this, just spinning.
What would make my day is whenever I log back into Facebook again, if you do the little teacup dance.
Oh, shit. Dude, I tell you what, next time we're there, I'm going to record him getting twirled. He won't even know it's happening.
You know what? I'm fine with it. I'm fine. I'm totally fine with it. But to be fair, see, I caught myself doing it again.
He's about to dance.
To be fair, anyone that's watching knows how I am, though. I will literally do just about anything for a laugh. If I mean, I really don't take myself too seriously. So, yes, I'll sit there, twirl, and I'll make jokes, and I get all animated and shit. I mean, I get
high, squeaky voice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, that one was for you, buddy.
Well, as always, it was a pleasure, and y'all have fun, and I will hopefully see y'all again soon.
All right, brother.
It's guaranteed. Thanks for calling in, Zeke.
Yeah, thank you.
Later, brother.
Awesome dude. Best door guy I've ever experienced
ever,
at a bar.
Ever. That was Big Zeke from Electric Cowboy in Fort Smith.
Yeah. We
long time listener.
We started to leave, and then we just continued at the party outside in front of the bar. So, that's dude. Just where we hang out, man.
Well, you know, I got to try to talk to like 20 girls before I leave.
True story.
Like it's, I can't make my way out just the door, you know. I'm like.
And the funny thing is, because you were the one who said, hey, you guys ready to go? I know. And I was like, all right, yeah, let's.
Well, it's because I know how I leave. Yeah, I know we got like another 45 minutes to an hour on the way out.
I think we've always been that way, though.
This is true.
I remember when me and the wife first started dating at the cubbyhole.
Mm-hmm.
I'd always have to, all right, hon, you out ready? Yeah, okay. Well, I need to make a round real quick. I'll be back about 5-10 minutes. We have to say goodbye to everybody.
Have to. And I'm just saying goodbye to pretty ladies outside.
I'm just trying to walk around saying bye to everybody I know so I feel important.
This is true. This is true. I got you, dog. I got you. No big. I got you. But okay.
But I digress.
So, pull our shit back together here.
Pull it in.
You got to pull that shit back.
Anyway, yeah. So, as I was saying earlier, we need to continue on the show here. It's only an hour and a half show. I tell you who didn't give a shit, and that was Baker Mayfield, and he's in a big dust up now.
I don't see why it's a big issue, because they were disrespectful last year when they beat us in Norman.
See. There's so much other things he could have done that would have been far more disrespectful.
I mean, take like T.O. We're going to go through some disrespectful
celebrations.
Like, take Terrell Owens. He was just in the game, mm-hmm. running into the star in Texas Stadium when he was playing for the Niners, which is like the big rivalry.
Right.
Niners and Cowboys, ever since Dwight Clark and Joe Montana. And he started off in the end zone, stepped in the star, and put his hands up, you know, like, mm-hmm. like God shining down on
right.
him.
Right.
Well, the second time he scored, he runs out to the 50-yard line where the big star is and tries mm-hmm. it. Now, that's, I mean, don't get me wrong. There's an old saying, if you don't mm-hmm. want him to do it, stop.
Right.
But at the same time, that's a little over disrespectful. What Mayfield did, I didn't see anything wrong with.
And it was post game.
It was post game. It wasn't in the middle of the game. It was post game after the final score had hit.
Mm-hmm.
He went out there and was like, "Look, we own this place now."
Well, I think people are way too sensitive over this kind of stuff.
I agree.
And I'm a firm believer in just about anything is okay while in moderation. So,
touché.
I'm all about getting excited. I mean, you just accomplished, especially for those who didn't watch the game, OU beat Ohio State. They were underdogs. I mean, they were playing a number two team. They're ranked number five.
And at the Horseshoe, they were in Ohio State.
Right. I mean, they was not supposed to win. They don't have Mixon anymore. They got a new coach. Bob Stoops yep. left, who was also there that night.
Yep.
There's just a lot of factors working against them. They were not supposed to win. And then they pulled it off.
Was it Fort Smith or was it Fayetteville, Skyler? Keep going.
And they were not supposed to win. So you're damn right they're going to celebrate. Now, I think if you're out, your celebration takes more than, you know, a couple of seconds. Mm-hmm. It's excessive, especially if it's in a game situation. So you're prolonging the game. You're just being a dick. However, post game, you're damn right. It was very symbolic. He came over there to a game that he wasn't supposed to win, and he dominated. So he stuck the claim literally in the middle.
Literally, I mean, they did what they weren't supposed to do. They went in there, kind of. Ran most of the game, you know. It was their game. So I mean, and no one predicted that part.
Yeah.
No one predicted the win. No one predicted how they won.
What was it? 42-16?
No, what was the final score last night? Because we were at the bar.
I mean, yeah,
and we didn't wake up till like 4 o'clock this afternoon.
I was busy getting twirled, so I had to.
It was Sooner Magic. No, it was like, I want to say it was like, as Zeke said, it was Fayetteville. Where my boy Skyler was saying Mayfield got cleaned up by the PD.
Yeah, when he got his DUI.
31-16.
Okay, I knew it was a lot. I was a couple points off.
I agree there, Skyler. That really showed what they were made of when Ohio State barely beat Indiana last week or the week before.
Yeah.
Totally agree with that. Totally agree with that part. But, I mean, like I said, I don't see nothing bad about it because, like mm-hmm. I said, it was just – hey, y'all were dicks last time when y'all came to our house and won. Well, yeah. Guess what? We're going to be assholes when we come to your house and win.
They kicked your ass. They yep. took their flag, stuck it in the middle. That's it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like he was spitting on mm-hmm. like the emblem or logos or
it's kind of like anywhere like in history when yeah. another nation dominated another nation.
Right.
What are they going to do? They're going to stake their claim.
Yeah.
They dominated this house. Well, guess what? It's our house now. You want it back, yeah. come, you know, let us back and beat us.
And if this is going to be a little off topic, but if you like stand-up comedy, you need to watch Eddie Izzard. He's a stand-up comedian from the 90s. He does an amazing bit over flags. It's freaking hilarious. Every time I hear somebody talking about a flag, I'm reminded of this. But anyway, I know. I think people just need to calm down. Just calm down.
People are way too sensitive anymore, man. I mean, if you didn't want him to do that in your house, well, guess what? You should have stopped him from the beginning, and you never would have gave him an option to.
Yeah. You let the underdog win, so I mean, you can't fault them for celebrating.
For celebrating,
and it's not like they do it every game either. So I mean,
and that game meant a lot for both sides.
Hell yeah!
You know, had Ohio State won, they'd have been doing their own version of celebrating,
right?
You know, throwing it in their face.
Yeah,
I mean.
What did they do? You
sung,
said it
sung, would... sung their fight song, I think, on the 50, I believe. I think it was last year when they played them. Or what I said when they did.
Oh, when they lost. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, see, I mean, that's just as bad. So.
Yeah, you're sitting there jumping in the middle of the field singing the fight song. I mean, it's still just as
yeah.
bad.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Boomer Sooner. So, there you go. The other thing going on in the news is Hurricane Irma, the biggest... biggest hurricane in recorded history at this mm-hmm. point, just destroying the Virgin Islands. They're not virgin no more, man. They just totally just got.
Whew.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
It stays in the not virgin. You ain't lying, though, man. I mean, yeah. It was so sad, dude. I'll tell you what was crazy
yeah.
was all those videos.
Oh.
Dude, that was the scariest looking thing ever.
Can you believe people are, like, riding this out?
No, there's no way I'm riding that thing out. Mm-mm. I'm gone. I don't care if I had no money whatsoever.
I mean, I understand you got property, pets,
yes, you are.
Livestock, all these things, but... What are you going to do about them anyway?
Exactly.
I mean...
There's nothing you can do. You're just going to lose everything.
I saw I was watching the Weather Channel earlier today, watching some footage of it.
Uh-huh.
And they were talking about somebody staying because they had livestock. And they're uh-huh. like, well, the hurricane's going to be here in 5 hours. Well, we're staying to check on it. Well, what are you going to do? Okay, the wind picks up your horse. It carries it away. Oh, I'm going to jump out there and grab it. I'm going to lasso that sumbitch and pull it back down.
Like old Vegas Bill.
Yeah, right?
Boy. Yeah, dude, I mean, I don't even know what to do. I wouldn't even know what to do. And you seen where they said, till the hurricane's over, like, all emergency.
Yeah.
You know, you're just...
They're lined up.
Yeah.
And they're just, all on the same track.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if Jose will get through, because I don't think Trump will allow it.
He so thought of this joke last night and wanted to.
I don't think Trump's gonna allow Jose to come through.
We're gonna build a wall. It's gonna be huge. We're gonna keep all the Latin hurricanes out. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be the greatest wall ever. Trust me.
Now Irma, you know, he's like, you can come through. Jose, no, you better spin back around, take your ass back the other way. That's so messed up.
Oh, we're so inappropriate. I love it. But, yeah, seriously, though, my heart and prayers are with everyone impacted those. But we are still going to probably continue to make fun of the hurricanes. But did you see it came out on Facebook? And I initially thought it was just like a troll thing, like, you know, mm-hmm. someone just being a smartass. There's legitimately people that are – it's a Facebook thing that they're going to go out there and they're going to shoot – into the hurricane. They're going to take their firearms and fire at the hurricane.
They're
like it's going to
be dead.
Right? Well, I was like, what?
That sounds like Oklahoma.
That's what Florida. I was thinking. This is Florida. This isn't like Hicktown, Oklahoma, where, by God, pull out my 40 and, you know.
Well, I mean, 45. I'm sure there's a little bit of country in everywhere, you know.
Right,
a little redneck everywhere, but.
We're talking about the same people that was wanting to go lasso their horses that are blowing away and secure them real quick.
I don't know. That's a new one. Why would you? And you know what's stupid is they're gonna film it,
right?
And make like 5 minutes of fame. Probably get like a million views on YouTube to mm-hmm. be morons and possibly die.
Well, and this is the other part of it. This is enough of a big enough thing that. The National Ocean or the National Weather Service is telling people do not fire into it. Not because of like the obvious reason you go out, you're going to blow away. Supposedly, and I don't know if this is true science, I didn't have time to debunk it.
Was going
to
sling the bullet up in the air?
Yes.
And where it's going to land?
Yeah. Uh-huh. They said that it is actually scientifically that will actually happen.
Well, what goes up must come down.
Right.
I mean,
well, you know, I figured a little piece of... Sorry, I caught my voice there. I figured like a little slug. It's no joke. I am now.
He's going to have an OCD. He's going to come in and be like, well, Pilgrim. Yeah. Like John.
Well, I mean, it's not like firing an Indian. You know, it's not like firing an arrow up there. And, you know, there's something to catch the wind.
Native American
would
be politically correct.
Right. It's not like something that's going to catch the wind. I mean, it's a slug. I mean, what...
It's still going to catch the wind.
Well, you know, I'm just. Mm-hmm. I didn't think. I never even would have
thought of it that way. I didn't even think about it, though, until you said it.
Right?
I mean, I wouldn't ever have thought of that either until you said it. But no, it makes 100% sense.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, in the cone of a hurricane, the winds are in excess of 200 miles per hour. It's going to pick anything up.
It's going to sling. I mean, what I'm wondering is are they worried about the bullet taking off and going into the atmosphere, and then, or not atmosphere, but like up in the sky, and then getting swirled around and slung back somewhere to Earth? Or are they worried about it coming, like when it comes out, right around that range, if it's going to get caught up?
Well, let's look. Tornadoes here in Oklahoma, they don't get near the velocity, and they can still put a piece of straw into a telephone pole. True. So that's their argument, is that they're saying that scientifically that they can, can still carry the velocity to hit somebody and do serious damage.
I can see that.
So, two things. One, don't shoot into a hurricane. And two, don't go out into a hurricane. If the hurricane don't kill you, the damn bullets will.
Yeah, it is. That's about retarded. I mean, that's just the dumbest thing I can think of. But, you know, I also want to wonder how fast. It's also going to matter which one's probably coming with more force right there at that moment. Mm-hmm. Like how hard the bullet's coming out of the barrel.
Right.
How fast, and I mean it's a big science project.
That's really interesting. That's a rabbit hole.
It sounds like something you should look into.
Oh, I'm totally gonna look into that one.
Yeah, because I wouldn't know how to figure that part out.
Oh yeah,
That's why I got the nerdiest guy I know.
True story.
I was like, Adam, you figure this shit out, and we'll talk about it.
I'm gonna look like that meme you see of Charlie Day, where he's got the big thing on the back with the red strands. So see what happens.
I can see you doing the mad scientist over here. The mad scientist.
Yeah, like trying to explain Game of Thrones or something. So I finished that up, though. I finished Game of Thrones up, too.
Did you?
Yeah.
I've never watched it.
Well, I mean, I haven't either.
Shocker.
Right? I hadn't up to this point. I like watched a couple episodes. I just got bored.
Hey, Christy, the only reason I don't, because it's off my phone. And like when I turn the phone sideways, try to get both of us in here on view, it just don't.
Yeah, if you turn the view, you can't see the comments. So we like to have feedback from the audience.
Exactly. So sorry.
But I tell you what, you want to see both of our beautiful faces.
Do you want to see what?
Oh.
There he is. Now show him what you're going to do with the board.
Oh. Charlie Day. So see, you take the gun and you shoot it off in, and then it comes up, phew, and then it goes way up high.
And his voice gets high again. But that's why we don't.
Tune into our YouTube channel. If you follow our Facebook page, I'll have the video posted later on tonight, and you can see our beautiful faces here.
This is true. Y'all tune into the YouTube.
And please subscribe. And share and put the word out. The more viewers we get, the better weight we carry to get sponsors so we can improve our production and all that cool stuff. So sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring, he said.
You can also call in. It doesn't have to be what we're talking about. Anything you want, 918-973-0377.
Yeah, just call in and talk about anything. Christy, you can call in too if you want to.
You bet.
Also, this is going to be our last Facebook Live podcast through my account. From now on, the Facebook Live video live feeds will go through the AA. The AA meeting page.
Yeah. And we're on Facebook. That just get on Facebook and look up AA meeting podcast, all one word. Facebook, yep. AA meeting podcast. And the reason we're doing this, we want to streamline everything so it makes it easier. Plus, if somebody's not on Arlo's page or on his friends list, they're not going to have any idea what we're talking about here on the podcast.
Local bail bondsman Tom Bernard said, don't shoot into a hurricane. It could hit someone's horse.
Wouldn't that be some shit? So you go out there, you're carrying your rope. You're just, oh shit, I got my horse. So you're going to...
I know, Preston. I know.
You're going to lasso that sumbitch. You finally get the horse in a damn hurricane, and then all of a sudden it gets a bullet into the head.
So Preston Hooper, general manager of Electric Cowboy, said, that's the guy that was supposed to do the dance last night. Yep. And he chicken shit it out.
Next time we go down there, I promise. And we'll bring a couple hang on, dozen hang of on. Our stuff.
Man's only as good as his word. What did you just say?
Next time I'm an Electric Cowboy, on my word, you'll get the Jean-Claude Van Damme dance. So,
you heard it.
Now, I'm not saying the second I walk in the door, give me some shots. But these are also some of the people that said, hey, we'll get you some shots and get you good and drunk. And I didn't see the shots. So,
did it matter? Because you were drunk as fuck anyways. And
I wasn't that drunk.
His voice got awfully high. I don't think
I was serious.
You weren't that drunk. Oh, Preston said good. He said deal, good sir. All right, there we go. Let's make this happen, and we're gonna go live on the Facebook and the AA meeting page. So maybe I'll probably go partial live on my page, just so everyone can get the full thing too. We can share it on the AA meeting. Skyler said that he's gonna call out. He's calling in every week to call out Max or Tony until one of them fights him. So I'm gonna. We need to like start cutting his little interview part out when he called in.
UFC and, style, black and white. Just
What we can do. I say bad stuff all the time, Christy. It don't even matter. So what we're gonna do is we'll chop it up, like cut his little section out, and send it to me, and I'll get on Twitter and put it on Max Kellerman's Twitter page. If Skylar Green wants to fight you, that's all I'm putting on there.
Dude, yeah, I'll transcribe the text and have our logo on the back. And he said this on a podcast. That's 8 countries.
That is 8 countries that's going to hear this.
Yeah.
And Christy, we are, if you watch the YouTube channel, it's parental advisory on here. She said, can you say fuck on a talk show? I said, well, you can, but it's a podcast and it's on the internet.
You sure as fucking can. We are, our shit is rated R, so.
I am the rated R superstar, I'm just saying.
We're unapologetically,
very unapologetic.
We're not super vulgar, but yeah, you cuss all you want. Yeah,
exactly. We're not going to go over the top.
Yeah.
Unless I'm angry.
Yeah. Or Skyler calling in. Lit.
Or Skyler called in. Skyler said, I'll fuck Max up on a talk show. Dude, I'm so.
Skyler, you gotta answer a question though. Did you have half that shit written down? Because man, you had those things right there ready to rock, man.
Dude, Skyler's a freestyle king, dude.
Is he really?
Yeah, this dude, he's about as sharp as me on.
Man, if I was gonna come out with a flow that lit, I would have to have been in like the front of a camera or in front of a mirror and like rehearsing. I was like, get my lines down.
Berto said, "You can fucking cuss all the motherfucking time." Exactly, Berto.
Right.
Skyler says, "I got a PhD in shit talking."
True. I believe it.
And you got your doctrine in backing it up.
Man, he's got the weapons. He's got the MDs right here. The mass destruction.
So, just mass destruction. You know, NFL opened up this week, too. I really didn't watch much because I was kind of just laying on my couch being super lazy.
Dude, I was so freaking wore out today from our night out last night. I was watching the Raiders play, and I just kept falling asleep.
Yeah, like, well, I went and got a lift in.
Mm-hmm.
Dead dog ass tired.
Mm-hmm.
Came back. Just laid there, did nothing.
I'm glad to hear that, dude. You put that Facebook post. It's like, I'm feeling like shit. Got to go get my work
still
in.
Still got to go grind.
I'm sitting
man.
There rubbing my belly on the couch, thinking, man.
Still got to grind, man. I was like, I got to get up. If I don't, it'll be like 2 days, 3 days
right.
in a row that I haven't done it. I was like, all right, get your lazy ass up.
Well, and for those of you who don't know, Arlo doesn't drink. So I was like, man, Arlo's got to be feeling like $1 million.
Dude, 2.5 hour nap.
Yeah.
Kept staying up for 24 hours. Mm-hmm. Nah, dude, 24 hours and felt like I was back in Vegas.
Well, and I was telling the wife, too, and I was like, man, I do this every year at Rocklahoma, like five nights or for three or four nights. Mm-hmm. I'm like sun up to sun down.
And hey, we're going this year. We're going to see if we can get the AA meeting live at Rocklahoma.
Do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've got a big camp, so if you get your ticket, man, we'll do a broadcast.
Dude, we need to see if we can get in as like media or something.
I will try. I've got some connections.
What's the worst thing I'd say is no, we just buy our tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
That would be so. You need to go to Medicine Stone so we can do it live from Medicine Stone too.
Well, man, you know it's hard for me to get off on weekends.
That's true.
Work. And Medicine Stone's right around the corner, so I don't know if I can get it. I'm not even saying that. Zeke said, rubbing his belly, wishing for nuggets. That old.
Damn right. I'm sorry. Like, oh, dollar, this is going to kick me in
the
later.
The old dollar menu baller.
But I need to go eat, but I don't want to have to go shit.
Like, maybe we could do like Saturday. Because okay. What's it go through? Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
It goes through Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. I might be able to get off on it. I mean, I won't be able to get off, but at least we can go down there early.
Yeah, just do an afternoon show or something.
Yeah.
That which brings me to another point. We want to try out our possibly new home. We are we appreciate Blog Talk for everything they did for us, but we're going to be going to a new service. We're going to be on Spreaker, just because by doing that we will be coming to iHeartRadio.
That's what's up,
and possibly on Spotify.
Can,
so
can I cuss on iHeartRadio and Spotify?
Yeah, it's a podcast. Podcasts
okay.
are open.
Okay, so as long as we keep the rated R. Parental advisory sign.
Yeah, as long as we're not putting like G rated on there and then talking about like I'm having impure thoughts.
I'm very G rated.
Yeah.
Gangster rated.
Bona fide G.
Gangster rated, baby.
And you can't teach that, can't as Dutch said.
It. You can't. Dutch can go off all that shit, dude. I mean, you know, like I said.
Yeah.
G rated.
But. Oh, man, you did miss it. Myself, Dutch, and Cherokee Jesus.
I agree. Berto said, fuck Blog Talk.
Yeah.
Blog Talk screwed us over so many times, dude. I'm just glad it's never really messed us over on, like, really good episodes.
Well, Jency called in that one time. We
that
lost
was true. We lost the
entire
whole show.
Yeah.
And like I said, nothing against Blog Talk. I mean, it's done good for us. I mean, I can't just bash them. We still need to take some of these... some of these episodes here and send them out to places.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is a good starter. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, everybody loves their first car, but you outgrow things. So
someone said gangster rated, LOL.
Yeah, that would be our luck. We'd put a G rating on there and then talking about like how hot like Jessica Rabbit was or something. Like something like totally off the wall, like totally messed up. And then like, oh, what the hell are you doing? And then you're canceled. We're not going to syndicate your show. So
I mean, that'd be cool. I was wondering how we would get on Spotify. And iHeartRadio, that'd be cool as shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to be able to keep cussing, so.
I just want to get big enough so that we can, the show pays for itself. Because, I mean, I love doing this, man. And this really is the highlight of my week.
And you know, my boy Josh Cohen told me, he said to start getting paid, he said start local.
Yeah.
I used to get as much local, mm-hmm. and that's why I did this, so I could try to get local people.
I got you.
Local sponsors, that's why I did the Facebook Live through here.
Right. And, you know, speaking of, we are looking for sponsors. So if you have a business or an event or something that you would like some promotions, get with me. AAMeetingPodcast@gmail.com. We'll work something out, get you some graphics, get your name dropped, get you some publicity, and then throw us a little bit of scratch so we can help pay the bills and maybe get us some nice equipment and a better show. It's win-win. So give us a shout-out. Also, anything else you want to join in on the show, you can call or text 918-973-0377. We're going till 8 o'clock, guys, so
exactly.
But yeah. Hi.
Oh, slide over to your left a little.
They want to see that eyebrow.
I give it to them all day, baby. Don't even know
the eyebrow, right?
You know Arlo be doing it. Y'all want the whole face in there? All right, I'm gonna give the people what they want. I'm just saying.
Shameless.
The people demand, baby. We gotta keep giving it to them. Oh, well, I was doing so much better, like as, like when I slowed down.
Yeah.
And now I just feel like I'm trying to find the happy medium of the old me and the new me.
Oh, the new life. Your life changes and everything. Okay.
Because like now that I'm kind of just re-released to the wild, I'm like, I feel that guy coming out. And I'm like, calm down. You got this.
So you get let out of the yard for a little bit. So you're like just, that dog that's just
took off down the street. You ain't catching him.
I'll come back, but I gotta go see what's over here.
I'm everywhere, man. I'm Squirrel. Everywhere. Yeah. Something like that.
Just a squirrel in your world trying to get a nut.
So yeah, man, I was like, I don't know. I keep saying I need to slow that guy down, but we're having a lot of fun.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, like I always said, and you know, I've already said it once in the podcast, moderation in all things, even like unhealthy things. I mean, yeah, I like to drink, but I'm not going to go out there and like drink every day, every night and kill myself with the bottle. I mean, I go out and I participate of a adult irresponsible activity, but I do it in a safe place with safe people, so mm-hmm. I know I'm not going to get out of hand. Hell, my wife was there. I knew I wasn't going to get in too much trouble. So
she whoop your ass. That's why I didn't slap you when you were twirling.
You look a little pissed, honey. Here, twirl me. Yeah.
Hang on. Do that again.
Look a little pissed, honey. Here, twirl me.
Okay. Oh, man. And you know, but I mean, I don't even know, dude. I've never stayed tired through the show.
Right.
This episode, yep. Last 3 days,
mm-hmm.
dude, have wore me smooth. My birthday, and I always know I do it big on my birthday.
There's your other reason. I mean, it's your birthday. You got to go big.
It is, and I go big all the time for my birthday. Like I go hard. I'll go hard. The reason I didn't go as hard last year was because I saved up money to get the limo. So I could look like even more of a celebrity.
See, and that's the funny thing, the contradiction between us. Like, something like cool happens, and you're just like, yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
That's right, man.
It's supposed to happen.
And then I'm all over her face like, look what I got.
You get that high-pitched voice.
I got a shiny new toy. Look at me.
Your high-pitched voice comes out. Oh, my God.
No joke. That's why I post on Facebook, and I don't go Facebook Live, because I'm like, hey, guys.
Dude, I get on Facebook Live and I try to act like I've been there before. I'm like, yeah.
Dude, you did. You went in Vegas. You're like, you know, nothing. Just being humble about,
you know. This is what I do every day. Yeah. No, it wasn't. Yeah, you know, limousines pick me up from the airport all the time.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Just a little thing gets me A to B.
Most of the time, it's shady ass looking Uber drivers.
Arliss is the one story of the guy got raped by the Uber driver.
That motherfucker never even get close.
Look who's twirling lights. Now, bitch.
They call me lights out for a reason, dog.
Oh, man. Yeah, they're getting sued. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, I guess another girl got raped in an Uber.
And you know, that they... I wonder how you become an Uber driver. Do you even have to have a background check? Or is it just a motor vehicle check?
Yeah, I thought about becoming an Uber driver, not so I could.
I was like, you creepy mother.
I'm an entrepreneur. I mean, I've always, you know me. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I see something, an opportunity to make money, I'm going to jump on it.
I had a super awesome Uber driver when mm-hmm. I was when I went and watched Metallica.
Okay,
dude drives up, you know, right to us like he's uh-huh. supposed to. We get into his car. He has bottles of water waiting on you. That's awesome. Like, dude, this dude is like, oh, I tipped him like $20. I don't even know if he can take tips. I was like, dude, whatever you do, don't change this shit. I tell him, you know, extra $20. Because I hate Uber. I'll spend
just the idea of it or the functionality, like the whole
functionality.
Thing?
Okay. Like, we're in Texas. We're in downtown Dallas.
Uh-huh.
Or Arlington at the Texas Stadium. We're at the Walmart across the street from the stadium. And this guy, our Uber driver, is like, walk up about a block and a half,
mm-hmm.
and I'm lit. I can hear him saying this to Dutch on the phone. I'm like, give me the fucking phone. It's his fucking job to come down here and pick us up, mm-hmm. to drive down here, to tell him mm-hmm. do his job and drive down here.
Yeah.
We're not walking.
Right.
Called another one, says the same thing. I'm lit. I'm trying to get the phone. I'm going to tell these dudes.
I can see that.
I'm so going crazy. I'm like, dude, I'm tired. I'm hot. I'm sweaty.
Uh-huh.
I really just want to be in a... laying in bed watching TV. Nuts.
That's the shadiest thing to say
walk
too.
Up to him. I'm like, so I'm gonna take a chance of getting robbed. Walking down one of these, you know,
right,
possibly sketchy looking streets. And then we finally got the third one. That guy's like, okay, where are you at? Okay, I'll be here. Pulls up, had bottles of water waiting. Honestly, like, okay, this dude saved the night.
That's how it needs to be.
Exactly.
This is the guy. Yeah. And they do that. They get their money from like 5-star ratings.
Okay.
And then the tips.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I mean, hospitality is everything.
Yeah.
And especially if you could, like, you got that's, I mean, that's all, that's the little things. It's the mm-hmm. extra things. I mean, you deal with the public.
I'm like, I'll pay extra for a taxi.
Right?
On that note. And I have no problem paying extra for a taxi if that's how they act.
What about you guys out there? Have any of you guys ever had, like, a bad experience in a taxi or
Uber? An Uber?
Or yeah, ever, something super creepy. 918-973-0377. You can call or text.
Or have you ever been sexually abused in... by an Uber?
Now, well, we only got, this is a, you know, we only got a couple more minutes, but yeah, that's a, that's like, a big story.
Like Adam.
Well. But, I mean, you got to think of how many people are out there driving Uber, though. So, I mean, really, yeah, when you look at...
tons of them everywhere.
Yeah, and it, the stuff happens on in taxis, too. So, I mean,
yep,
it's, in today's age of social media, it's just... easier to find these kinds of occurrences. Oh, I mean, yeah, it's
way
not
easier.
I mean, shit, try to find a babysitter for your kids and not be like terrified of it. They're going to exploit your kids or abuse them or whatever.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah. But I forgot what I was going to say. Yeah. Well, it could have been like something in like Vegas, those hotels, you, the Uber drivers have to park at a specific place.
See, I didn't know I had a limo.
You know how I do when I go to Vegas.
And people who don't believe me, go back to my November post and from last year.
It's legit. But
my,
yeah,
my favorite quote was when you got on there and you said about the fish story.
Oh, I'm trying to remember. I remember saying something about it.
That was my favorite comment of any of that stuff that went down.
Oh, yeah. Because you're sitting there, like, VIP, and he, with it, you know, taking a selfie, you can see, like, Miles Teller in the background.
No, Miles was with me. Miles was standing beside me.
And I was like, yeah, I never go fishing with this guy. Because at least he got pictures to back up his...
It wasn't what no, he that, caught. And you know what's funny? Like I said, the best part about that favorite trip was because no one thought I was going. Everyone thought I was so full of shit.
Right.
That's why I went live. I went live not just for the people who love me, but I went majorly live for the people who hate me secretly who are my Facebook friends.
There's a lot of that on Facebook.
There's probably a ton of them.
I mean, it's like, you know, they're going to unfriend you over a damn fight.
Or unfriend... Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I got told you... And I still ain't got unfriended, I don't think.
And they still hadn't called in either.
They still ain't called in.
You know what? You're right. I value your opinion. Call into the show. Here's the number.
Exactly.
Where you at? Where you at?
Yeah, man.
You silenced him. But, yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty crazy, though. I didn't have a... I've only ridden in an Uber once, and it wasn't a bad experience. People drive freaking crazy in Vegas, though. I haven't had a cab or...
Vegas was nuts.
I haven't had a cab or Uber yet in Vegas that didn't scare the shit out of me.
I need to find another party to be able to go into.
Yeah, for sure. But
plus one, we'll take the AA meeting up there. Unless I find some hot blonde that wants to go. Sorry.
It's all right.
I'll only have the AA meeting.
That's fine. I got to get permission to go anyways.
She'll be like, with Arlo? Nope.
Yeah, I went with y'all to Electric Cowboy. I know what. You're going to come back talking like Tony Montana, and I'll never get to twirl you again.
She's like, I seen what they were doing. I seen what he was doing. First hand, you weren't lying. He is that bad. Yeah, dude, you're never going to be allowed to go.
Yeah.
Go out by yourself with me. Unless we go to the Cigar Lounge.
I am looking forward to
that. Because there's no...
Well, it's more relaxed.
Exactly.
My voice won't be squeaking whenever I'm like...
Yeah, it's not a club.
Got a cigar in my hand and a drink in the other hand and lounging back.
And no club girls. There's no club girls there, so...
So you'll actually be here for the party and not disappearing then, right?
Yeah, I just won't be disappearing left and right.
That could have only been better if I did the dance while you were off playing pool. It's like, oh, dude, you missed it.
I'm a very bad influence.
Very bad, very bad.
Oh, and you know, but... I was good for, mm-hmm. like, 2.5 months, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, this is the new you. Whoa.
What's hard, though, is whenever you get out and you can see how easy it is.
It's always been easy. I'm just messing with you, dog. It's just one of those things. You get older, you start, you know, feel, analyze stuff better, just way better. So, and I've gotten a little smarter, read a few books between now and then. You know, that really helped me out. But
so humble.
I'm gonna write my own book one of these days.
See, that's where I'm usually at. Is it, and we've talked about it a lot, you know, high school, my early years before I started drinking, always really, really shy. And so now that I don't have to impress anybody and I don't give a shit, I'll drink what I want, say what I want, twirl if I want. I will just go out there and I was like, man, you know, why did I make this such a tall mountain to climb? I mean, it's just go out and have fun. I think more people would have a lot better time if they just stopped caring.
You just realize how petty a lot of shit is in life as you get a little older with that. Like, that's why you quit caring.
Yeah. Well, and people get so concerned with image. And so when you're not, you don't care about your image and how you're portrayed and how people look at you, man, just have fun.
I'll tell you, my biggest thing was I go out and have fun.
Yeah.
You just go out to have a fun fucking night.
Yeah.
You will attract more girls just having a blast, laughing and carrying on.
Right.
Than trying to be the cool guy or trying to be this guy. Just because everybody wants to have a good fucking time.
Right. Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it if you go out to a bar and you want everybody to notice you. That's fine. But not every girl wants to feel like they're the prime piece on display at a meat market. They don't want every dude coming up trying to take them home. They just want to go have a good time, too.
And look nice. Whether it's them feeling sexy because they wore something out. Just because they want to feel sexy and look sexy don't mean they want to go home and sleep with anybody.
Well, I tell you,
that's where guys can't draw the line.
Laughter is infectious, and laughter attracts people. So, like, you know, they see a bunch of people having a good time. I wonder what they're laughing at. Mm-hmm. Tell me you've never been at a restaurant or a bar or something and see a big-ass table full of people, and you just see everybody laughing and carrying on. You're like, man, I wonder, maybe I should go introduce myself. Or I wonder what, man, they're having fun, and I'm sitting here staring at my beer and watching TV at the bar or something. You know what I mean? You're just bored, and you're like, man, I want to go over there and have fun with them. That's how people are. So go out, have fun. Don't worry about how people see you. You want to twirl, you twirl your ass off.
You are a twirling machine.
Yeah, I am.
You twirl me too hard. That's good. But yeah, man, I mean,
you do it, you go hard.
Yeah. And you know, Dallas Cowboys are fixing to start playing right now.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, I bet the game started right now.
Who are they playing tonight?
New York Giants.
Who's the favorite? Obviously, the Cowboys.
I'm hoping. I don't even know. I'm going to assume the Cowboys. Well,
Giants are getting
Giants. Getting Giants are always, you know, a toss up for that East. So,
favoritism aside, who's your pick?
Of course, Cowboys.
Is that a fan or is that like statistics?
That's everything.
Okay. We got our. Do we have our whole team? Is there anybody on the injured list or?
No, actually, Zeke, Ezekiel Elliott is going to get to play.
Sweet.
They ended up putting some kind of restraining order on the lawsuit that they're trying to get on him, and it put everything in a bind. And that case is probably not really going to hit till next year.
Holy crap!
Yeah. Yeah, so wow. I mean, right now they're saying he's probably going to play all year, which only Jerry Jones would be able to tie up the legal system that bad to get his tail back.
Wasn't it Jerry Jones's tenure there when they had all the legal problems?
Oh, it's always Jerry Jones been there since like 1988.
Was he there when? I'm thinking of Barry Switzer for some reason.
Yeah, yeah. No, Jerry Jones has owned that place since 1988, I think. So he's like 30-something years of owning it.
Right.
He's the one that got rid of legendary Tom Landry, which broke everybody's heart when he did that.
Mm-hmm. Did you see Patriots is ranked worst?
Oh, wow. Odell Beckham is not ODB. Odell Beckham Jr. is not playing tonight. He's injured.
No.
Yes, I mean, that's a huge factor. Odell Beckham, dude, can catch anything. I mean, I don't think he's that great of a wide receiver. He's more – he can make a big play, though. Not always, but he's a wild card for a big play.
He's a workhorse, though. I mean, you can count on him.
Yeah.
Be there. Well, that's awesome. Well, we are, like you said, the Cowboys game is about to start, and we are actually winding down towards the end of our podcast. So, once again, we are looking for sponsors. If you want to get some advertising in, give us a call, or actually just shoot us an email, aameetingpodcast@gmail.com. We can brainstorm, see what we can work out. Other than that, for me, I'm Adam, and I'm going to turn it over to my my good friend and co-host here and for some words to live by.
You know, I'll make it short and sweet because I'm going to get home and watch the game. Not even going to lie. We really didn't. We just talked about, you know, having party times and a little bit about sports, a little bit about life, a little bit about hurricanes and Mexican hurricanes that won't be able to cross. So, you know, probably a lot of people in Florida are feeling like they're in the middle of nowhere in life, in even in their home. So I tell people this. Oftentimes we find ourselves in the middle of nowhere, but oftentimes also in the middle of nowhere is where we find ourselves. Remember that. Life's short, live passionately. Like we always do about this time. Keep living strong, keep training strong. Most importantly, baby, keep loving strong. AA meeting till next week. We are out.